If you want freedom, take pride in your country. If you want democracy, hold on to your sovereignty. And if you want peace, love your nation. The future does not belong to globalists. The future belongs to patriots.
That's the US President Donald Trump speaking at the United Nations overnight. A speech that was in direct contrast to that of the UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres, who called on nations not to give up on multilateral cooperation. And New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern, in her speech, urged leaders to push back against what she described as tribalism.
Experiences in recent years should lead us all to question whether any of us ever truly operate in isolation anymore. In our borderless and technologically connected world, commentary on race, acts of discrimination based on religion, gender, sexuality or ethnicity, they are not neatly confined behind boundaries.
So, can you be both a nationalist and also a believer in global cooperation for a common goal? Sam Roggeveen is the director of the International Security Program at the Lowy Institute. Sam, thank you for your time tonight. The US president has rejected globalism, focusing instead on this idea of nationalism. But does it have to be a binary choice?
No, it certainly doesn't. I think it's important to stress, firstly, that Trump emphasized patriotism, not nationalism. There is a subtle difference between them. We can go back to that. But the other point I would make is that there's also a distinction between globalism and globalization. So I think globalization is really a fairly uncontroversial or a less controversial process, let's put it that way. And it's mainly economic. It's the integration of, you know, supply chains around the world so that products that we use day-to-day in our lives and services that we consume come from all over the world rather than just being local or national. Globalism, which is what Trump is really against and what he railed against in this speech, is really an ideology that emerged in the United States in the 1990s when America was ascendant. The Soviet Union had collapsed, and when this idea of a Washington consensus emerged, where, you know, all countries were encouraged to adopt more or less the same policies, and actually you could take it back further. The birth of globalism really was around the birth of the United Nations and the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. So it was really globalism, I think, represents a political ideology which Trump and the people who support him are generally against. And, he emphasises patriotism in contrast.
So what is the distinction then between patriotism, and we all, well, not all, but many of us think of ourselves as patriots, and nationalism?
Yeah, look, I think patriotism is a love of country, which doesn't necessarily exclude other people. And, in fact, even though Trump's delivery was sort of strangely soporific at the UN, the content of that section of the speech I thought was pretty strong. He gave a really, I think, attractive definition of what patriotism really is. Whereas nationalism, I think, is more of the idea that your country above all and your country superior to all others. And Trump's argument really is that a world of distinct nation states where each country takes its own interests seriously is a more reliable path to peace than the idea of globalism.
He has been critical of the United Nations. Was there an implied criticism of the UN in his speech this year? Was that really the other elephant in the room?
Well, I mean, I think to the extent that, first of all, it's really bread and butter for Republican presidents to attack the UN at any time, and they tend to be pretty critical in the UN General Assembly as well. George W. Bush, for instance, certainly was. So it's not unusual for Republicans in particular to be very critical of the UN. There's also this very deep sort of suspicion baked into the American, the right wing of American politics around the UN because, you know, particularly on the extreme fringes, it's thought to represent the idea that American sovereignty can be eroded, which, you know, which is a really sensitive topic on the American right.
Is there a contradiction in his theme of patriotism above globalism, given how he wants world leaders to join the US actions against Iran, for instance? I mean, he's been trying to build that coalition and we're part of something there in a very limited way. But is that what's going on here? He's asking for globalism when it suits him?
Well, I don't think the opposition to globalism is opposition to international cooperation. But I think what this speech suggested is that that kind of cooperation takes place among nations that are, through their cooperation, pursuing their own interests. What globalism tends to imply is that, you know, over time, the whole idea of national interest gets eroded. And in fact, the whole idea of nation states gets eroded in favor of a form of global governance, or at the extreme end, you know, a world government. Now, of course, we're a long way from that, but I think one of the one of the reasons that the American right, in particular, is so suspicious of the EU is because it represents this idea that national sovereignty can be eroded in favor of regional and then eventually global governance.
The New Zealand Prime Minister had a very different message, and that's not surprising given she comes from the left of politics and there has been such a polarisation even on the global stage. Her descriptor is of tribalism. What do you make of the language she used?
Well, first of all, actually, I would just push back a little bit on the idea that it was so different. Of course, the tone was radically different, and as you say, you'd expect it to be because she's from the left of politics. But Jacinda Ardern started her speech by talking about the Indigenous people of New Zealand. And in fact, her speech is studded with references to New Zealand's great achievements over the years. So in her own way, she's a patriot. And I think what that sort of represents is the idea that a sense of place, a sense of belonging to a particular group of people, to a nation, to a national community, is more or less universal, and I think that's the point that Trump made explicitly, and through her speech, Ardern made it implicitly.
Thank you so much for joining us, Sam.
Good, thank you.
Sam Roggeveen is the director of the International Security Program at the Lowy Institute, and this is RN Drive.